Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hour number two, Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. It's great to be with you on a Balls Mick Wednesday, even after a frustrating loss on the road in Gainesville via a walk-off. That'll hurt your feelings. But, you know, you go back in retrospect, you're like, well, probably, again, I don't want to play results, which is what everybody does, but you and I agree on that one. Probably not going to go to Armstrong there in that spot. Meat did, and that ball was deposited. You really, if he didn't hit that ball out of the park, I'd worry about his psyche for the rest of his life. It may have been the easiest pitch to hit out of the park in the history of pitches.
But he hit it out of the park.
Oh.
Not over the fence.
Yeah. Like, I'm glad it didn't
out of the complex.
I'm glad it didn't scrape the wall. There's no illusions about, oh, well, get a little unlucky. No. That was pissed on.
Steve Spurrier was tying one on at a bar just down the road and hit him in the head.
Yeah, that was a toughie. So Florida State falls, loses the season series 2-1. A season series that, again, I lament every time I see it because, obviously, gone are the days where we got a true series against our rivals. At least we still have one with Miami. Scolaro, a little bit of both with the 4 1/3, 2 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 7 Ks. You would take that all day, every day, but did allow the inherited runners to score rather easily. And, you know, it's just an interesting situation there. I think Bumeister is going to be really, really, really good.
I agree.
You know, I like him. And it was a great opportunity to see some mental fortitude there, right? I mean, you give up a bomb, first pitch you throw on the road, rivalry game, that ball leaves center field. You're like, okay, right center at that, huh? And then, you know, you turn around and you get 2 strikeouts in the inning and you look really good.
Right, in the second inning, I think it was, you got second and third, and he pitches out of that
pitches
jam
out
as
of
well.
That jam, too. Yeah. That kid's tough, and I think he's going to be a good player. They've got a lot of reasons to be excited about that, the young group that's there. I bring up Tibbs every time I talk about Florida State baseball. He hits the bomb, just a beautiful swing. You think about how young he is and how good he's going to be. Really, you go up and down this lineup, some of the better players, whether it's the pitching staff or bullpen arms, I should say, or in the field, you've got some young players that you're very excited about.
It just felt like a game where Meat made the comments on Sunday after taking 2 or 3 from Miami. He's now 6-1 against the Hurricanes.
He made the comments
that we are in position to host. And it felt like a Tuesday game in March, like when it was originally scheduled, versus a game with the opportunity to fortify your resume to host. That's my gripe with it, but like you said in the first hour, there could be some pitching decisions made on Thursday, as in it's a 1-run game in the 9th, who's coming out of the pen.
Right. We didn't have everybody available to us, so hence Armstrong makes
right.
You know, hits the diamond. I would, you got a series that starts on Thursday, and it's unfortunate because I do think maybe it's managed a little bit differently if you don't have that 3-game series against Carolina lurking on Thursday.
Take 2 or 3 there, and everything is in position.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, they're rounding out the year, and then you've got the ACC tournament, regionals, and all that good stuff. I'm excited for Friday for the ladies to kick ass as well. You know,
that's an 8:30 first pitch, weather permitting.
Yeah, and you know, the hard part for all of us as fans, especially with a program, this is true of soccer too, by the way. They're so good and so consistently good that you can take for granted all these wins and the things that lead up to the College World Series, right? So when you win the ACC, you may not be as enthusiastic about it as you should be, or you may not take the time to reflect the way that we ought to when you win 7 of the last 8 ACC titles. When you think it's national championship or bust, it's easy to take for granted any postseason success that isn't part of a World Series winning game or on their way to a national championship. Truth is, as talented and as good as this softball team is, I do worry about the pitching. And I do think that ultimately it will be their undoing. I do believe that.
Once you get past Cat. And even she can run into
right
strings where there's a lot of hard contact and you might need, you know, an Adam ball or Adder ball, I guess.
Yeah.
To get out of an inning.
Yeah, I'm not in love with them from a pitching standpoint. But listen, the joy with which they play the game is infectious. There's a ton of talent. They can really score.
They really match. Last year they had trouble with that.
Yeah.
This year
they matched.
They got two players with over 15 home runs. Like Edenfield got all the run, but now Harding's got 15 this year. So you've got boppers, and then Cheryl the last month has hit a bunch of home runs. So
It's exciting. It's a fun team. It's a fun time of year. It's weird, like, because you know tomorrow PGA Championship gets underway. That I host the SiriusXM show, the PGA Tour channel. I love golf, love to bet on golf. I really have gotten over the top on my gambling for golf, Tom. Got a lot going on with my friends at Prize Picks this week.
Boy, by your definition, if you're saying over the top on your curve that you grade by, how many thousands of dollars do you have going this week, if that's the case?
Listen, I got a lot going this week.
Several.
On Prize Pick. Prize Pick's going to be a big week for me. I'll venture down the road with you a little bit here. Let me pull this up on the air.
As you're pulling it up, can I offer
transparent
a congratulations to Trey Jones and the Florida State Golf
Dominating.
Program?
Dominating.
Yes. The last 2 days especially, they finish in second in the Palm Beach Regional. Vandy shot 20 under par, including 11 under today. They're the number 3 team in the country, so they're expected to do that. But FSU finished second. You only needed to be a top five, but they finished in second place in that regional. They are off to the national championships. Good for them.
Yeah, congratulations to my friend, who I get to see it between the ropes and outside of them. I can see the emotion and the hard work, the effort and the time spent mastering his craft as a coach and being a mentor as well as a coach to those players. Trey and his lovely wife, Kathy, and their family are outstanding people whom I've had the great pleasure to get to know over the years. I consider them friends, and so it is more personal for me when I watch Florida State golf than any other sport, because I know their family, I know those guys, I know his assistants, I know that program, and so I beam with pride when they do well.
And a secondary level of congratulations to Brett Roberts, who shoots a 67 on the third day to take home the individual low score at the regional. The best part of the news for Florida State is that Ketrup Frederick tied 25th at +5, and they still advance and they cruise. So if you're looking for somebody who is due to take it to the next level, beautiful. Brett takes it home for you in the individual title. Your best player arguably did not play that great.
Oh, so, not arguably, he didn't.
Yeah.
And he's really good.
Trey would say that, too.
No, he didn't play well.
All right. We're on the brink of being on TV again, which is the important thing. Can we just make it through those first couple of days to get on TV on Golf Channel?
Yeah, and you know, I mean, they've been chasing the national championship, and they've come really, really close a number of times. And hell, if your boy out there at Pepperdine's not just steady chipping in.
Mr. Bucket Hat.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, Trey says it all the time. He's right. You can't do anything about what your opponent does. You just go out there and play, and you just hope like hell.
Yeah, but you could shake your head and be pissed about it, and Trey made the camera doing that a couple of times, putting the pin in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he wins the hole. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
My man just chipped in again, did you? Yeah.
He didn't have a poker face. I'm like, oh, I feel you, Trey.
Well,
I'm pissed off, too.
It was ridiculous. I mean, they had that whole one that the kid chipped in on. I'm like, oh, man, come on, man.
Now we're going to miss an 8-footer. Okay, I see you. Well, okay. It's a great game. This is the greatest game in the world.
Oh, man. brutal. Jimmy wants to know whether we're hiring Tim Brewster. I don't think it matters anymore. Tim Brewster is obviously promoting himself right now excessively to try to get a gig. And, you know, in the world before NIL, there was value to Tim Brewster. I don't know that there is anymore, but
that's the thing, that you need to redefine what it is a bag man is.
Right.
You know, is it just somebody who can get you in the room now because they have the relationships? Or is it something like, unless maybe they refine the rules, then you might need the bag man again. But right now you don't need that guy. And as I've understood it, things cooled off. So,
well, all I'm going to say is people look at him as this recruiting expert, or a guy that can really recruit. But again, what does that mean anymore? You know, Jimbo's number one rated class at Texas A&M, record-setting class through hard work and perseverance, is alleged to have spent in the neighborhood of $30 million. There wasn't a lot of wooing, at least not the verbal kind, that we're accustomed to in recruiting. It was a straight-up gangster, would you like $1 million to come play for us? You would you? All right, I know a man.
Well, what do you say?
Yeah, come on down, buddy. We'll kick ass together. So, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, and I don't know how important these guys are anymore. Everybody identified who those guys were for years, right? And when we got one.
Oh, we had quite a few.
Yeah. When we had guys that were identified in that way, you'd be like, all right, he is a great coach. And that's all you'd say. Everybody wink, wink, nod, nod, knew the deal, and that was that. I mean, Damian Craig, we were all like, what a great hire.
Yeah.
Quarterback coach indeed.
Indeed. Eddie Grant.
Right.
Very fiery personality. Great interview. And yeah, you could see why he would be compelling.
Yeah.
Because he made a pitch.
Very compelling.
You got that kind of rhetoric with a couple of bucks? All right.
How about the blatant disrespect to Tiger Woods on Prize Picks? You ready, Tom?
What have they done?
Strokes. Tiger likes that. Strokes. All right. Now, here you go. Here you go, right?
Easy, pal.
So what I tell you is the way they get around it on Prize Picks, the way that you're able to gamble illegally on Prize Picks, is that the way they make it legal is they just number of strokes. So you don't bet like, there's no over-unders is the way that it's the phrasing. It's the phrasing.
Right,
so,
of course.
Yes, phrasing.
It's not a bet either. It's a pick.
It's a pick, correct. So I picked below 74 strokes.
There you go. Good points.
But 74 was the number. What kind of disrespectful nonsense is that? By way of comparison, Victor Hovland, 72. Rory McIlroy, 71.5. Patrick Cantlay, 71.5. My man Will Zalatoris, 72. Matt Kuchar, I mean, two-stroke better than Tiger? Get the hell out of here.
Okay, Kuchar I'll give you. But, like, if Hovland is a two-shot difference, that feels about right.
Yeah. Victor's an elite player. Keegan Bradley's two shots better than Tiger?
Director chimes in that John Daly is at a cool 83.5.
So here's my favorite part. I actually coupled John Daly in my birdies are better bet. I did. My birdies are better bet, and I'll tell you what it is right now. I'm pulling it up.
Wipe up the problems graphic, please.
Justin Thomas over 3 birdies or better, and John Daly, you only have to do – if he has one birdie, I win the bet. It's 0.5.
Wait, for John Daly?
John Daly is 0.5.
He has to make one birdie.
One birdie, I win the bet.
All right.
John Daly's going to birdie a hole. He still hits it a gazillion miles.
That's right. Yeah.
And every weekend on the Champions Tour, whatever the hell they call the old man tour now, he's in contention. He's in contention. So
one birdie.
Give me one effing birdie.
One. Well, look at that. John Daly's one under through one. Cash.
Boom.
Pay window.
Thank you, Prize Picks. I'm fleecing Prize Picks these days, buddy. Can't wait. Let's go. They did have a run against me, though. I was really doing well.
Was it Bryce's scholarship fund or Clark's that you put on that?
No, just my little side hustle. I take my gambling winnings and I place them over here, and then I take a percentage of those winnings and we ride on down. But what I was doing, I got beat up a little bit in the NBA playoffs the last 2 weeks. Got beat up a little bit. I need the PGA championship to be my...
Did you pick Boston last night?
I didn't bet last night.
Okay, there you go.
I didn't bet anything last night. And no, they were... No, when
that
I found out...
The quarter was unholy.
Well, when I found out that Smart wasn't going to play, I was like, well... Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if the Heat didn't win that game, they weren't going to win a game, so they had to win that one. I also like Scottie Scheffler and Cameron Smith to go under 71. You can pair those two nicely together, and you'll be all right. Just as an aside.
Like a New York strip and a fine Merlot.
You could do that. Also, a couple of power play picks for holes played.
I love it. Does holes, he make the cut or not?
Holes played is what they do. And
let me guess, 36 and a half is the
correct.
Number?
That is correct. Okay. 36 and a half is the number. How smart is that?
That's really smart.
Yeah. Holes played, 36 and a half. I went over for Tiger. I think he's going to make the cut.
You're damn right.
I went under for that slap ass, look at me, I'm injured, but still trying to play Bryson DeChambeau.
So he's going to give it a go.
He says so. I don't think
that's probably a no bet if he withdraws. Though,
it isn't.
Right? You'd have to reset and scramble back.
I looked it up. It's a no bet if he does. So I there's nothing to lose there. I hope he plays and shoots a 97. I hope he does. It'd be great. And then he'll blame his equipment. But yeah. So what a week! What a week, my friend.
I know the PGA. I'm usually psyched up for. It's a very much
plus
an afterthought.
The
it's an afterthought this week.
No,
all I've got is that Rory's going to play well. That's all I've got. Rory's going to do it. He's going to play well.
Hideki will play well. Justin Thomas will play well. Scheffler will play well. Last seven tournaments on tour, Scheffler is far and away the best player in the world.
Oh, there you go. You influenced Garrett. Garrett's a player now.
Is he?
He heard your John Daly pitch. He liked the reasoning, and he said, "I'm going to play it."
Let's go, Garrett. Let's have fun, buddy. Let's win together. I don't know. We'll see. The beauty of Prize Picks is that you can kind of marry all these different numbers and just have fun with it. You don't have to, you know, I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble here, but, I mean, if you look at the, well, those are my entries. Sorry, let me go back to the board. You can do strokes. Birdies are better. Greens in regulation. Fairways hit. Holes played. Hole 6, greens in regulation. Hole 11, green in regulation. Hole 14, green in regulation.
What?
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun.
What are those, the par 3s, I guess?
Yeah, you can do, yeah, you basically, do they hit the green? It's good. It's good. And there's risk-reward holes, too, so, you know, certain par 5s, numbers of 4.5.
I have not looked at this course at all. I need to brush up. I need a crash course tonight.
Southern Hills is famous. You've seen Southern Hills.
I'm sure I have.
You have. It's a good course, man. It's great. That's going to be fun. That's going to be – it's a good test in a lot of ways.
One could say we live in Southern Hills.
It's the Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Rock,
Ron,
Humpty,
Dumpty,
fell
down.
That's his heart.
Time,
Jackie,
nimble,
what?
Nimble,
and he was
quick,
my jam,
mass mud, faster,
Jacks
on Jay's dick.
93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. I was talking. So, you know, you're all right.
Didn't have the E tag. What do you want from me?
The YouTubers missed it.
What a great show.
Oh, man. People are still talking about transfers, man. We may have a week where that doesn't come up, but maybe not. I keep waiting for a player of significance to hit that portal that we actually have a shot at. What's funny is that when you hear rumors that this player or that player is still available, like even that Texas kid, right? where you're talking about whether or not the locker room could sustain bringing a kid who's had a problematic past in, that is rumored at the very least to be kind of a problem child, but very, very talented. We can debate all those things, but I don't think we're the team that he would look to. I don't, that's the thing. It's like, until we get to a point where we're viable, it really is, I think, an understatement to note that Jermaine Johnson was an extreme outlier. I mean, it really is. And it is a testament to the job they did getting on it early and challenging him.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it also helps that you have a tip from a guy you know and a guy you trust in the Georgia.
Correct.
You know, that's the thing. These coaches talk. Like, you think of them, if you're a fan, like you. Like, they'll never talk to the rivals. I mean, they might. If they go back, they might talk to each other, and maybe they can help each other out. Now, they wouldn't do so in a setting where it's Florida versus Florida State, or Miami's coaching staff wouldn't send a player up to Tallahassee because he needs help. But these guys have connections that predate the laundry that they're wearing, your laundry. So that was the inside information that we got with Jermaine, which was, hey, we've got a guy, Mike. You know, I think he's going to fit with you okay. You just need to do this, this, and that.
Yeah, and I think that the other aspect of never closing the door or not making certain assumptions is that when you lose out on recruiting a player, an amateur player, excuse me, a high school player, like we did famously now with Travis Hunter, you don't ever stop saying nice things and doing nice things as much as it hurts you to do so, because you may get him on the rebound. I mean, there's a good chance you will. And I've noted that Norvell didn't have any negative things to say about that situation. I'm sure he was bitterly disappointed. As
you can
one
hear
would
it
be.
Between the words.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. But, you know, you don't want to slam the door shut on that. That kid, 2 years from now, could be starting for Florida State. So, I mean, I don't know that that'll happen, but I'm just saying that is something now that is part of the job description for head coaches is, and it's weird, too, because you want to believe that when you win a kid over and he signs with you that you got him, but you got to re-recruit him constantly. And you got to assume that if you lost a kid, that you may still get him down the line. So that's a lot, but that's what you're paid to do. So, so be it. I would, you know, I was reading on warchant.com, and, you know, we go every day now and check the transfer portal, and you're looking for names, and everybody gets excited about the potential of this kid or that kid. But I'm always skeptical while also noting that there are possibilities that may be coming in June. We don't know. I mean, it happens. So think about when you got Gibbons. Think about when you got certain guys. But I see, for example, you know, there's a player, a high-profile player that we made the top six for. I think it's a defensive lineman. The game has changed so much in recruiting that even if you make the final three, is anybody ever again going to believe that you got a guy?
No, I think where this is going, just in terms of high school recruiting,
yeah,
is maybe the early signing period does indeed move to August.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
you've got an automatic out in the early signing period in every NIL, or sorry, NLI. Can't get those confused, right? That says if your position coach or your head coach leaves, then you have the ability to back out of the deal and you don't have to come to campus. But I think that in doing that, you might be able to buy more of the hype in May for a recruit. If you make a top three list in May, well, okay. Does he intend to sign in August? Great. Okay.
All right.
This is real. But if it's in May and I'm in his top six and he can sign in December, like, that's just way too damn long. And look at AZ Thomas.
We found out,
we weren't even in his top six or his top three.
Yeah.
But we kept on chipping away. To your point, kept on
you got
calling,
to.
Being nice,
stay
establishing
there, stay
a relationship.
With him, let him know.
We weren't even in the running. And then we landed him, and it might make all the difference.
Well, he's a player that whenever I get down in the dumps about the dearth of talent that I described last hour, that I get excited about, because he looks the part. He looks like a guy that would have been here during a dominant run for Florida State. He's a guy that you look at and you say would have been capable, we think, of emerging on, say, the 2013, 2014 teams. Like, he's that kind of talent. McCall, too, is an elite talent. They've got a couple of guys that you're like, yes, that was the right play. That's a good-looking guy in terms of athleticism, intelligence, body type, all that stuff is there. AZ could start for us this year.
Yeah, I think so.
I really believe that.
That's the other, you know, part of the discussion, which who's going to be your second corner? Mm-hmm. Well, by November, let's just, you know, you could be a little bit more conservative.
I think he will be.
He might be a lot sooner than that. Like, Amarian Cooper had graduated to starting corner, and he wasn't here in the spring. So that's also something where I hear we're not developing. I push back a little bit. Like, you know, Fuller with defensive backs. Well, hang on a minute now.
Yeah.
You got Amarian Cooper graduated up the level enough and to the speed of the game that he was a starting corner for you by the end of his true freshman season.
I really don't think it's crazy to suggest that AZ will be starting for this team at some point this year. I really don't. I don't think that's a leap at all. I wouldn't be surprised if he was in game one. I really wouldn't. I mean, he's that kind of talent. No, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe that's a bit presumptuous.
Wouldn't be surprised if not, though. You know,
right,
just like
yeah,
if he,
he's a true
you know.
Freshman, sure. So, you know, you don't know. But, man, physically, he seems very mature, too, for his age. When you hear
him
talk.
Everything about his, yeah, the way he carries himself is smooth, man.
Silky smooth and confident. He's got the right body type to do it, too. This is not real news. It came out yesterday. We didn't bring it up because I don't know that it was all that newsworthy, but you have the Friday night game against Louisville on September the 16th. That's a night game, primetime game. Now they've added the national spotlight Sunday night game against LSU. We knew that. I mean, we pretty much knew
just
that.
Just didn't
right?
know the network or maybe the exact kickoff time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, they have the primetime game against Florida November the 25th on a Friday night, which a little less desirable, but nonetheless. So those games are kicking off 7:30 on ABC, both of them, LSU and right. Florida.
As we understood it, when we agreed to play on Black Friday against the Gators, it was assured that it would be a
prime time
kickoff.
Game, right. That's the way
because we're such a, you know, this city is so hard to get to, you need all day to get here the day after Thanksgiving. So give yourself the best chance. But I just wonder, I mean, what percentage of attendees did you lose from out-of-town markets that because you kicked this game off on a Friday? How many people are going to make a holiday happen in Tallahassee, for example,
right,
that you know, they
right.
would have in Atlanta or Miami or Jacksonville, wherever? You probably lose 8,000 to 10,000. You're going to have to make up those ticket sales somewhere else.
They will. That game, if we're having the kind of year that Florida State is expecting to have, hoping to have, I think they'll still sell that out. They'll be all right.
Yeah, you got a much better chance with 7:30 versus, you know, even if it was 3:30.
Right, yeah. It's the Fresh from Florida Sunshine Showdown, buddy.
Do we get money for that? I guess we have to.
Fresh from Florida Sunshine Showdown, the first Thanksgiving Friday primetime game ever for the Fresh from Florida Sunshine Showdown.
Same day as England, United States.
On ABC.
In the World Cup. Yeah, World Cup, England, USA. Nightcap, Gators, Noles, in Tally.
That's going to be a big day, buddy. That's going to be a fun day.
Pace yourself.
Maintain?
Yeah. I mean, I can't. I got a pregame, in-game, postgame. I'll be busy. So that's easy for me.
I got a pregame.
That's right. Yeah, but if the pregame is after the World Cup match, that's where the maintain comes in.
Yeah. Got to maintain.
That's right.
Good times. Big times.
I will never forget where I was for the draw with England years ago. I was at AJ's. It was a Saturday afternoon, I want to say.
Yeah.
And our goal basically hit the keeper in the chest and spun off of him and went in.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, the good old days of doing live remotes at AJ's.
Oh, that was just for fun.
No, I'm just saying.
I was young enough.
Those were good times back in the day. What's over there now?
I forget, but it was they broke it up into smaller places.
Yeah, and there's a two-story building in front of it.
It was a something cow for a minute with good burgers.
That's
as
right.
Tallahassee was on the rise, it was like the burger capital of Florida.
But it's not that at all. They had milkshakes too, didn't they?
Yeah, it was like Spotted Cow maybe, something like that.
For like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I think there must have been some money laundering going on there or something. going on there? That was crazy.
That was also downtown. There was a place. Not our friend who ran that particular establishment, but post Po' Boys, there was some
shenanigans.
The place
there.
In between the deck Po' Boys. Rest in peace to both of those places.
By the way, didn't that place have ludicrous prices for burgers and shakes and drinks and stuff?
And then they set fire to
they
it.
They set fire to it. Jeff Cameron Show 93.3 Real Talk Radio War Chant TV. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio on a Balls McWednesday, War Chant TV. Like and subscribe to War Chant TV. I can't help it. It's list season. It's list season, and I did what I roll my eyes at all the time. I clicked on a list. What are you going to do? The list, as done by CBS Sports on their NCAA football page, Tom Fornelli. College experts, quote-unquote, have ranked every Power 5 coach from 1 to 65 as the upcoming season approaches.
Who?
College football experts.
Oh, okay.
You want to know what the top 25 is? So this is where you're like, really? But they do have, and I didn't know they've been doing this for this long. They have what the coach was previously ranked and whether they've moved up or down on their...
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I need context here.
Well, here we go. At number 25, and we'll do this for all coaches.
Okay.
But at number 25, I'm looking at ACC coaches. Dave Doran. And Dave, we thought at one time, might be one of the worst coaches in the league, and we made fun of Dave. But he had those consecutive 9-win seasons in 17 and 18, but a 4-8 record in 19. You're kind of like, oh, Dave's back to being Dave again. Okay, good. But my man's gone 18-7 the last 2 years at NC State, and they're one of the better teams in the ACC, and so Dave has found himself in the top 25 coaches of the ACC.
Getting fat on players who can play at 23. Good job, Dave. Use the resources around you.
That's correct. Mac Brown is on the list at number 20.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You have got to be kidding me.
Well, he went to the Orange Bowl this previous season, so you have to give him credit there, even though he can't beat us ever in the history of living. He has never beaten us.
I think that undoes going to the Orange Bowl.
I don't know, man.
Consecutive losses to this Florida State.
I'm just saying, if you go to the Orange Bowl at North Carolina, it's doing some things. He did do it. This past year was a bitter disappointment. He needs to fall. He did fall. He went from 12 on this list to top 20. He's still top 20. They went 6-7, 3-5 in the ACC, and I agree. Sound the fraudulent goats. At 19, Miami's Mario Cristobal.
All right.
Dropped three spots from being number 16 a year ago. Out at Oregon.
They would have had him at number 5 after beating Ohio State, I'm sure.
So there they are at 19. Dave Clawson at Wake Forest at 17. I think we like Dave Clawson.
Respect.
Respect to Dave Clawson.
Yeah, mad respect.
A non-ACC coach relative to relevant to us is Kentucky's Mark Stoops at 16.
Hmm. A dude I would have been okay with taking this job. That's okay. We're climbing now.
I still don't know that I would have been okay. He would have really, I mean, again, I don't know.
Would it have been worse? At least to this point?
Probably not. I don't know if it would be any better, though, either. I really don't. I like Mark, but obviously Nick Saban was number 1 on this list. Number 2 was Kirby Smart. Dabo Sweeney, 3. Laughable. We'll see. We'll see. Again, it's pretty hard not to have him in the top 5, given what he's accomplished at Clemson.
Sure, I'd put him at number 3 if Tony Elliott and Brent Venables were still there. He'd absolutely be the number 3 head coach in the country if he had all of his assistants, yes.
What I don't understand is the weight they give Jimbo Fisher here at number 5. And they write, being one of the few active coaches with a national championship gives Fisher plenty of weight in the rankings. But that title was nearly a decade ago, right? Furthermore, while Texas A&M almost reached the college football playoff in 2020, which, by the way, newsflash, they didn't reach the college football playoff in 2020. They almost did, but they didn't. They followed that season up by going 8-4. 8-4. So he's lost at least 4 games in 3 of the 4 seasons that he's been there. Why is he number 5?
Being that he's won a national championship and has it on his resume.
I mean, again, he has recruited exceptionally well, and if they go to a playoff, then you'd be like, okay, we'll put him up there. But, dude, they steady lose 4 games, period. They steady lose 4 games a year. And typically, that includes an absolutely mystifying head scratcher where you're like, They just lost at home today to Auburn, who's won two games this year. What the hell happened there? Like, he does that every year.
Yeah, they escaped Colorado, too, last year.
And 7-3?
Yeah, it was...
the hell out of here.
Your boy may have played that game and be like, oh, Jimbo, thank you. Just in case I could have had some olive branches here, there will be no olive branch.
So what I would do, by the way, is I would take my guy, Kyle Whittingham, at Utah, and I'd be like, we're moving you way up here. Because look at Utah out here.
Yeah.
Look at Utah out here.
Yeah, he lines your pockets. That's why you like him.
What's not to like? He's got four division titles in the Pac-12 since arriving. It's not like it's just winning Jeff money.
What is the Pac-12?
Owned by Utah. That's right. What the Pac-12 is. My man Kyle Whittingham saying this is what time it is.
I think that tells you. It's unfortunate for Kyle that winning the Pac-12 diminishes your ability to put your name out there.
Hold on a second.
Winning
my man,
a division in the Pac-12.
My man won the Pac-12 and went to the Rose Bowl and played one of the most electrifying games in Rose Bowl history against Ohio State, who had a decided advantage in talent. Kyle Whittingham can coach now. You're not second-guessing Kyle.
Not necessarily. I'm just saying, what is the profile of winning the Pac-12 anyway? It's like winning the Coastal. Like, he's got three Coastals to his resume. Like, okay.
Hey,
congratulations.
At this point, if Mike Norvell could finish second in the Atlantic, we'd herald that as a major accomplishment.
Oh,
and if he ever could, because he couldn't, but if somehow he won a division, a Coastal, I mean, we're not in the Coastal.
He's already a top three coach in America. What are you talking about? We're golden.
Now, I think high on my list of, I continue to do the two fingers to my eyes, two fingers back to you, I'm forever circling tent of suspicion type activity, Matt Campbell at Iowa State. Try to beat Iowa once in your life. Tent of suspicion.
For the Cy-Hawk trophy. I was ready.
You were ready. I'd forgotten about it. Two fingers, buddy. Right back at you, Matt Campbell. What do you say about Paul Christ at Wisconsin, who they have in the list at 14?
Well, 14's a boring number, so that's perfect for him.
Think he's better than... You like Paul Christ more than you like, say, Sam Pittman?
Oh,
Big Suey. There it is. Way to go, Sam Pittman.
I like Paul Christ more now because of the gif of him ripping Miami.
Ripping Miami?
Yeah.
With the turnover chain?
Mm-hmm.
It was a good moment,
that's
wasn't
really,
it?
Yeah, for a boring man, he had a really lively moment.
That was a good moment.
But Sam Pittman is he's America's coach, I think. Everybody looks at him and they're like, I hope he does well.
Yeah.
I hope his family's doing well.
I hope he's in good health, too. I'm worried about
him.
I'm worried about him.
Looks a little beat red there. It's 65 out. I don't know why he looks so beat red.
Sam's the guy you're drinking with. And he keeps going, and you're like, Sam, we got to go home. And then Sam's like, no, and then orders a steak. You're like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, Sam. You wake up, you had a great time, but you're like, damn, is Sam alive?
That's
can
amazing.
We call? Can we?
So when you're like, the guy who has another round, I'm like, oh, I mean, that could be a lot of people.
It could be a lot of people.
Orders a steak.
Orders
wait
a steak.
Minute, wait
yeah,
a minute.
I had to throw something extra in there. I have ordered the extra round in your presence for us. For us.
Usually it's a strong hand, too. Yeah. You're not going anywhere.
But you don't see me doubling up with like, hey, let's get some cheeseburgers, too.
That's right.
I don't do that.
I got you two cheeseburgers. Yeah. Come on, man.
Let's go.
Let's crush it.
Sam, you want to hang with Sam. He's fun. And he's done a good job. But Sam always crosses the line. He's an habitual line stepper. We're out. We're having a good time. He starts telling great stories from yesteryear in football. And the next thing you know, you're like, why? Why did we get more food, Sam? We don't need more food.
Oh, sure we do.
Come on. They're taking care of us. It's all good. Don't
try
worry
the
about
tater tots here. Unbelievable.
Sam, you're going to be dead before kickoff. You only live once, Jeff. Come on. Woo Pig Suey. Let's do this. It's the Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
No matter how hard you try. Woo! Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Getting ready to say goodbye and go watch some baseball, I do believe. Which is a good thing. Why am I not seeing... some of my stuff has been stolen.
I did it again.
You got me again.
Our quality went on the road.
Chad, Shannon, Hamilton Home Loans. Yes. Yes.
Lebowski.
Yeah, that's what I was doing there. 844 FSU Loan. And I'm going to get my new copy. Where's my copy? People are stealing the copy. Probables, Tom. Cue it up, buddy. Let's go. Let's make it happen.
It's time for, how you say, with the pitching, probables?
As brought to you by North Florida Payroll Services, locally owned for nearly 15 years, offering payroll HR services, including full online applicant onboarding and integration into payroll. Save your money today. Head to NorthFloridaPayroll.com. They're in the fifth. The Rays lead 4-0 over Detroit. That game was started by Eduardo Rodriguez and Drew Rasmussen. Braves lead Milwaukee 4-2. Good, Braves. Good job. Screw Milwaukee. Eternally. Max Fried and Corbin Burns. 4-2. Fifth. Just underway, San Francisco, Colorado. No score. Logan Webb, Kyle Freeland. We've got the Twins and the A's tonight. Sonny Gray and Dalton Jeffries. D-backs, Dodgers, Zach Davies, Walker Buehler.
Trapper Keeper. Dalton Jeffries also is a career character actor in England, yeah?
Yeah, that's a good name, yeah. Oh, look, Dalton Jeffries again.
Right.
He'll do a good job.
He was in everything from Lawrence of Arabia through the Winston Churchill movie.
Still getting work. D-backs, Dodgers, Zach Davies, Walker Buehler. You already did it.
Yeah, Trapper Keeper.
I felt like you passed over the first one, so I wanted you to. Reds, Guardians, Tyler Mahal, and Cal Quantrill.
Trapper Keeper.
Astros, Red Sox, Luis Garcia, and Nick Pivetta. Nationals, Marlins, Josiah Gray. There's Josiah. Pablo Lopez going for the Marlins. Padres, Phillies, Blake Snell, Zach Wheeler. Okay. Yankees, Orioles, Garrett Cole, Jordan Lyles. Mariners, Blue Jays, Marco Gonzalez, Kevin Gausman. We got the Cardinals and the Mets. Mets won last night, right?
Split the doubleheader.
Okay. Take care of business tonight. Do the right thing. Take out the Cardinals. Jordan Hicks, Max Scherzer on the hill.
Let's go.
That'll help. Buccos, not very good. 15-21. Slipping away from us. Taking on the 15-20 Cubs. That's Will Crow, Drew Smiley. Angels, Rangers, Shohei Ohtani. Hey, hey. Dane Dunning. And finally, White Sox, Royals, Lucas Giolito, and Zach Greinke. And that is a look at those that shall reside on the bump. You know what I'm depressed by? Because of the stupid YouTube rules. Right now, you could be playing Summer Wind. We could be going into Summer Wind.
Could be, but alas.
Screwed. Yeah. Maybe you should do it anyhow.
Oh, yeah. That'd be...
Test it!
That would really go well.
Yeah, they'll yank it, won't they?
Well, there'd be an email from Gene in 3, too, because, you know, you're putting the channel at risk, so...
Oh, I don't want to put the channel at risk. Are that serious? Can't we get... I mean, come on, guys.
It's just your intellectual property that we're using?
No, but just a tiny little Summer Wind. What? Who wouldn't want it?
It came roaring in. Or
from
blowing
across.
In.
Yeah. Maybe when I get in the car.
That's the heat index today is like 97, so we're here.
Go check out the FSU-LSU video for the college sports book that I did. Matthew edited it. I wrote it and performed it. It was like a play. And I, you know, give a little bit of a gambling advice on that one. It's tough this time of year, man. Tough this time of year. You still got to figure out the rosters. It's especially true with LSU. Like, there's a lot. They brought in 14 transfers. two of whom are very significant. One of them from Arkansas, aforementioned Sam Pittman, but one of them from Oklahoma State, who's going to start and be really good. And so, I mean, I'm still interested to see. It's hard to make a bet when you don't know who their starting quarterback's going to be.
This is true, yeah. Unless you're on the Florida State side saying that they're going to be a bit of a mess, and I'll take the 4.5 as a value because I believe this game is going to be a pick 'em.
I think that that number is going to come down. I will tell you that, by the way. Also, pretty cool, they discovered a 13-foot, 400-pound freshwater stingray in the Mekong. So that's the Mekong River, famous for crazy stuff being in it that I wouldn't get close to. This thing is massive. 400 pounds in the murky depths of the Mekong. Can you imagine that?
In the murky depths of the Mekong. Now, there's a band name.
I just went with that on my own.
Sure, in another language, it'd be shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing is massive. I'm looking at it right now. It's tremendous. But once again, thanks to my listeners who know that I would be enthralled by something like this. That's in Cambodia. It's a 100-mile stretch of river where there is – they still don't know all the stuff that's in there.
Mm.
I'm very fascinated by it. But see, you go out there and explore, and imagine being that bastard who has to go down there and get down in the muck to find a freshwater stingray that's 14 feet – I mean, 13 feet long.
What's Danny DeVito doing here? Take a look at this stingray.
Listen – certain depths of that river in the upper Mekong are 300 feet deep. Ooh. Could be aliens down there living. Who knows? Good work out of you. Good work, Matthew. Be well, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.